listening to Thoughts of Healing with David Boone on PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio. Now here's David.
The Illusion of Moses. The illusion of Moses lost its power over him when he handled the serpent and when he first saw the appearance and then the disappearance of leprosy by a simple process. Neither the Bible text nor science and health indicate that Moses was hypnotized. Both serpent and leprosy were as mere presentations. All objects on this plane of existence are symbols for mental and spiritual ideas. The illusion that they are physical disappears when exposed. Then the real appears. To understand that these symbols are not physical, as the term physical is used in science and health, requires abstract reasoning. The Israelites may not have been able to comprehend the abstractness of error. A second sign was given to Moses, a simple process. This second sign required no abstract reasoning in order to be understood. And Moses could and did repeat the second sign in front of the people. The second sign involved no material chemistry, no physical action of restoration, and no bodily function to produce the result. Just a change of heart and mind. Mental and moral chemistry change the base of thought, giving more spirituality to consciousness, allowing it to depend less on material evidence. Every real spiritual action patterns this simple process. And the clothes, shoes, and body of the Israelites remained unaffected by years in the wilderness. A material, so-called process, involves inertia and a wearing down, whereas the simple process of divine motion and control over the body is always unchanged because never material. Underlying this biblical event is the strength it gives to metaphysical thought, which is symbolized by the rod in the first sign. No intervening physical or chemical process is required for function and restoration. We can depend less on material evidence for circulation, muscle action, as well as for the proper chemistry of the body. They symbolize higher mental and spiritual ideas. When understanding changes the standpoints of life and intelligence from a material to a spiritual basis, we shall gain the reality of life, the control of soul over sense, and we shall perceive Christianity or truth in its divine principle, science and health. An immediate result of seeing the simple process exampled by Moses was that the Israelites operated on a different and more mental base of perception than before. Water, crops, safety, and health were directly benefited. Supply increased. Better government appeared. Suppose someone falls down in front of you. That is the serpent illusion. The rod turned into a serpent, or the belief that man, who is the image and likeness of God, can fall from heaven, harmony. Lift up that individual in your thought, knowing clearly this spiritual reality of being. Handle that error, in disguise as a fall, as mere hypnotism. illusion. With that true realization, the situation becomes a rod or staff to lean upon. The circumstance becomes a first sign, a moment of spiritual reality never lost. You gain a point in Christian Science. It's a simple process, mirroring the same lesson the divine mind taught to Moses. Consider a second sign. A fear is manifested as a disease in someone you know. You lovingly exercise the simple process of knowing that fear is the disease, and also knowing that the disease is fear. That is exactly what Moses showed the people by repeating the action with his hand, only this time the simple process is purely mental on your part. Fear is not a cause or effect, but is manifested as disease. That's all. Disease and fear are the same. Moses was shown not to be afraid, for God is the only cause. Fear is always an unreal, untrue process. See page 586 of Science and Health. You are not hypnotized by a serpent illusion, nor by any disease. You are led by wisdom.
Quotes from Science and Health mentioned during this program are from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Thoughts of Healing with David Boone is produced by Prayerful Living Publishing. This is PLIR, Prayerful Living Internet Radio.